Hey, X-Ville, it's Troy. It's Wednesday morning, and that means it's time to lay some musical mojo on all you guys, and there's some really good stuff to talk to you about. First up, Trey Anastasio, the erstwhile Fish leader, flying solo on the new album he's got called Paper Wheels, and Trey is riding high in the wake of his subbing for Jerry Garcia in the recent Grateful Dead reunion show celebrating their anniversary, and man, when your name's in the news, it's a good time to put on a record, and Trey has done so. Now, Fish usually has pretty wide parameters of what they can do on their records, but Trey, he often goes even wider on the stuff that he does under his own name, and he has done so on his great new record, Paper Wheels, the latest from Fish's Trey Anastasio. Also new in the store, Beach House, another new album. They only just put out a new one a couple of months ago called Depression Cherry, and this is another record from the same sessions that produced that album called Thank Your Lucky Stars, and very much like that album. Beach House is a very nice sort of intimate duo of a male and female that share vocals, and it's very nice, soft, gentle music, very singer-songwritery based, but with a slight electronica edge to it. Great new record if you've never tried Beach House before. This is as good a place as any to start. Great new music from them called Thank Your Lucky Stars. Elvis Presley has a new album called If I Can Dream, and they have taken some of Elvis's old recordings and exhumed them, if that's the appropriate term. I'm going to use it anyways. I don't care. And what they have done is they have slapped on some really nice, beautiful orchestral arrangements supplied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. With Christmas not in the far future, this is a very nice item to get for your mom or dad, or perhaps even grandpa or grandma would dig this. Elvis, new record called If I Can Dream. Also have the second collaboration from bluegrass and noted comedian genius Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, formerly of the Bohemians, their second record together called So Familiar. And it's a very good follow-up to that first album that they put out. Steve putting on his bluegrass spurs and his very able and capable band, the Steep Canyon Rangers, accompanying him, along with Edie's very nice and pleasant and easy-on-the-ear voice. A very good combination indeed, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, with their latest called So Familiar. Also new at Sundance Books and Music, it's the record that's been getting a lot of chatter on the internet for the past 2 months. It had a free release a couple months back. Let everybody hear it for free. Well, now you can go in a store and buy a physical copy of this. It's Ryan Adams with the record 1989. This is where he's doing Taylor Swift's complete album of the same name, song for song. And one might ask, with some justification, why would somebody like Ryan Adams, who would appear to be stylistically at odds with Taylor Swift, do an album of hers, song for song? It's one of those things that kind of gets conversation going. Is it because he's trying to say a song is a song, and it just depends on how you do it that makes it good? Or is he saying that no matter what genre you're in, if you're a good songwriter, you're a good songwriter? Hard to say. You make the decision on this one. Ryan Adams with his album 1989. It's actually pretty darn good. Also, a couple of noteworthy vinyl items to tell y'all about. There's Wilco with their latest Star Wars, and they have put this out in a limited edition white vinyl, and we got them. It also comes with a download card for the full album and a bonus Pitchfork Festival live set. Wilco, Star Wars, white vinyl, super cool. And also, they have reissued Miles Davis's fusion juggernaut, Bitches Brew. When this came out in 1970, it really drew a line in the sand. A lot of the old guard jazz fans and critics were like, oh, no, 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 no. And a lot of rock fans were, oh, yes, 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 really digging it. And a lot of the guys that were playing on Bitches Brew went on and did a lot of fusion records of their own. Chick Corea and Lenny White formed Return to Forever. John McLaughlin formed Mahavishnu Orchestra, Joe Zawinul, Wayne Shorter, they did Weather Report. So, man, this is one of the records that started it all. A great jazz rock fusion record, a absolute classic back on vinyl. Miles Davis with Bitches Brew. For all these cool tunes and so much more, you got to come on down and check out the store right on the corner of Sierra and California for Sundance Books and Music. This has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Blurb.